USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused historic flooding in the Northeast. At least 50 people lost their lives in New York. At least 11 people died when their basement apartment flooded. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's time to talk about infrastructure.
We have put off for far too long the necessary investments to protect us from the effects of climate change. And it's not that complicated, my friends. We know where we need to build resiliency.
In some flooded areas, police are going door to door and writing out lists of people who are missing. President Biden went to Louisiana to give hope to people flooded out there. He also spoke about rebuilding the infrastructure.
I've been working closely with the governor and our colleagues in Congress in both parties on my Build Back Better plan.
He said any infrastructure that is rebuilt should be built back with more resilience. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The State Department is attempting to reunite a number of children who were separated from their parents during the chaotic evacuation out of Kabul, Afghanistan. USA's John Clemens reports.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents, who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
Forecasters say Hurricane Larry is expected to strengthen into a major storm as it moves toward the northeast. The storm is heading towards Bermuda, but is still several days out. It's expected to be Category 3 strength by Saturday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said some 50,000 households in Louisiana have now received $500 payments for emergency needs after Hurricane Ida, but the recovery is going to be slow. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Power outages continued in Louisiana and Mississippi for hundreds of thousands of people. Many days after Hurricane Ida roared through the region, Thursday outage tracker PowerOutage.us showed about 34,000 customers in Mississippi were without power and more than 904,000 in Louisiana were left in the dark. Entergy Louisiana CEO Philip May said power would be restored to most customers in the greater Baton Rouge area by September 8th. It should be noted Louisiana faces a critical shortage of fuel that's hampering recovery efforts, and the recovery process is expected to be quite a lengthy one. Governor John Bel Edwards said gas station outages are mounting in Louisiana's two biggest cities, with a staggering 68.5% of gas stations in Baton Rouge and 64.7% in New Orleans out of gas. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Banksy artwork that self-shredded right after it sold for $1.4 million in 2018 is now up for sale once again. The estimated price this time, $5.5 to $8.3 million. Love is in the Bin will travel to London, Hong Kong, Taipei, and New York before it goes to auction next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.